Are you tired of feeling stuck and uncertain about the next steps in your wellness journey? If you're looking for one place to nurture your body, mind, and spirit and grow your faith alongside others in a community of people on the same journey, you'll find it in our RW Plus Healthy and Whole membership. This membership is the heartbeat of what we do here at Revelation Wellness. You'll get access to over 600 RevWell TV workouts. We're bringing you live workouts, coaching calls, daily encouragement, and workshops. You'll learn practices that lead to the presence of God. And this is just the start. RW Plus is unlike any other membership out there. So, if you're ready to walk in the true freedom of Christ, come give your heart and bring your body too. We're in it with you, friend. Sign up for the RW Plus membership today by swiping up on the show notes.
Getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, play. Well, if you come to a Rev on the Road this year, which I sure hope you will, you will kick off Saturday's movement time with this song. It's called Freedom by Becca Shea, and it just feels like a necessary word for the moment. All right, friend. Welcome to A Revving the Word. My voice. I'm going to try and find it today. Oh, goodness. Anyone else found yourself in a season of you get sick and then, you know, the body does the good thing and recovers. And then it gets sick again. You're like, what's up? So I sound worse than I feel. But I am going to kind of conserve my voice a bit today. Is that okay? So I'm going to give you lots of time to move and reflect with the Holy Spirit. So hi, I'm Elisa Keaton, the founder of Revelation Wellness. And we are going to move our body, strengthen our soul, and let the Holy Spirit teach our spirit. You know, you are spirit, soul, and body. So right now, let's celebrate the joy of the body that you have, the good body, so you can hear my words right now. You have become the person you are because you have a brain and a body and blood and bones. Isn't that amazing? Whenever I look at little tiny babies, newborns, I think to myself, you're going to grow. And it's so crazy. You will not stay this size forever. And you're born and you're only here for a short time, friend. So let's make that time matter. So as we move our body right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, anytime we're revving the word, meaning moving our body and renewing our mind, try to get to a 5, at least a 5. It means you're elevating your blood flow, your oxygen capacity, lung capacity. Relax your shoulders. Take a big breath, inhale through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. Now, if we just came here today, went for a walk, lifted some weights, whatever you're doing to press into a physical time of movement, you did so from a soul desire. Your soul is a place where you have appetites, affections, aversions, your will, your emotions, your thoughts. It's the stormy part of you. It's also the broken part of you, the part that needs a savior. Jesus comes to save our souls. And then he'll heal bodies. He strengthens bodies too. So think of your body as your outermost and your soul. You would think is your innermost, but it's your next inwardmost. And then your spirit. It's this place inside of you to know God. It's the seed of who God is, because God knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb. The spirit knew you. Knew the kind of person you would be and could become. The potential. So Jesus, come teach us in this time. Body, soul, and spirit, teach us according to your word. And in your name we pray, amen. Our teaching text today is from Luke 9, 57 to 62. It's titled, The Cost of Following Jesus. And it says this, as they were going along the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And to another he said, follow me. But he said, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Yet another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. This is the word of the Lord. The devil is a liar. He's gonna watch me. Jesus is alive and he fights for me. Surely goodness and mercy walk beside me. Surely goodness and mercy walk beside me. Oh, yeah, we've been fighting, but it's time to face the stand of things. The devil is a liar. He's gonna watch me. So is your breath. Relax your shoulders. Engage your core, your midsection, that integrates, doesn't separate, integrates the lower body to the upper body. Keeps the spine erect, aligned, strong and upright. So just focus there for a second. See if you can strengthen with your mind's eye. Envision strength. The inward place. So move up to a 7, moderate intensity. If you have any lactic acid, like a burn or a discomfort happening right now, pull back a bit. Settle into a workable place. It's doable. And if it's just not happening for you, maybe you're overtrained. Maybe you're getting sick. Pay attention. Don't let anyone bully you into doing this. Do it because you're desperate. You need God. I need God. So I probably should have started this message today with a warning. This one is not for the faint of heart. Or maybe it is. You know, when I'm really struggling, feel like I'm circling the drain and going down, down, I need a firm word. At the right time, first I need to be comforted. And then I need conviction. Get up. Why are you so downcast, soul? Come on, put your hope in God. And I love this this word, the Bible. I've heard commentaries or theologians say it has to be real. It has to be true. Because it's not likable all the time. It transforms us. It conforms us to God. We're either being conformed in the image of Christ or deformed by the world. And so this message is a costly message. I remember when I first read it, man, it just seemed so unkind. What do you mean? I can't go back and bury my dad and my mom. Like, what do you mean? I have no place to lay my head. Sounds like a terrible life. Who wants that? But you know what? You find out if you pursue the passions of the world, you will still find yourself without a home. You will still find yourself questioning the cost you paid to follow the things of the world. And listen, the world will keep asking more and more of you, and the return gets less and less. But with God, increase. You lose everything you never needed. And although you have parents, maybe great ones, maybe amazing family, but it's possible to love those things and get your identity in those things, get your value, your worth in those things. And friends, those are fleeting. Follow Jesus. This message today leaves you with three things to consider. The cost. The cost of following Jesus means you will have no roots, no respect, and no return. And I have stood on the mountain peak, and I have walked through the valley deep, and I have loved and lost, and I've seen the death of dreams. But just stay right there at moderate, probably for most of our time together. Yes, I found the God. You move freely, unencumbered, unhindered. The cost of following Jesus, it means you will have no roots, no respect, and no return. Let's break these down. And first of all, I love it says, as they were going along the road, y'all, Jesus did lots of his teaching while they walked, while they were moving. They were living in a nomadic time. There were no Ubers, no mass transportation, no subways, no buses. You wanted to get somewhere? You got on your feet. This is why able body, woo! You hit the jackpot if you had an able body in this time. Come on. We're so poor now because we have so much. Take us back, God. Strip us down to what really matters. Teach us as we go. So as they were going, someone, I don't know who this someone is, maybe a disciple, maybe some stranger that just saw him do a miracle, is following now and says to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Isn't that our heart posture? Man, when you get around the living God, when you get around the presence of God, it compels you. Your spirit, that deep inmost little place of you that can take up all the space in you, it says, I want more of that. Wherever you go, I'll go, because with you, God, is life. I will follow you wherever you go. Anyone ever said that? And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. So it's interesting that the someone didn't ask a question. They just made a statement, a declaration. I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus returns with another statement. Poetic. Foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man, meaning me, Jesus is the Son of Man. He got nowhere to lay his head. He's nomadic. Listen what he's saying. Jesus knows where he came from. Came from the Father. He's the Son of God. And he's also the Son of Man. Whenever you hear, read in the Bible, Son of Man, he's equating himself to you. Son of God is he knows who he is. He's the Son of God. Do you know who you are? Uh-huh. That means, do you have a higher perspective? You're the daughter of God or the Son of God. But as the Son of Man or the daughter of man, you are not to have any place to lay your head. You have no roots. You don't really belong to anyone anywhere. You're not supposed to. Because if you grow those roots, you set up camp, it's gonna hurt when the winds blow and it's time to move. Listen to me. You don't belong to anyone, anywhere. You belong to a kingdom high and lifted up. And you can't follow God, his kingdom, that moves like the wind if you have roots. You can't follow the wind if you have a mortgage. Pick up your roots, cut them, accelerate. And we'll walk from this dark room for the last time. Every minute from this minute now, we can do what we like anywhere. I want so much to open your eyes, 'cause I need you to. No roots, pluck up, grow some wings. Pull back. You know, there's this thing in our heart. We want to belong somewhere to someone. We do. And so we search the earth over looking for a people or a place to belong. Belonging. But we don't belong, cannot root ourselves into this world. In our humanity, again, when Jesus talks about the Son of Man, meaning the Son of humanity, the one who equates him suffering to you, you in your good body that wants to belong and be safe somewhere, it's only safe in God, guys. It belongs to God. And here's the weird thing. When you belong to God, when you wholeheartedly say, I'm yours, you're mine, and you forsake all other lovers, All of a sudden, you have everything. And you need nothing of the world, and the world owes you nothing. Lately, I've been honest before the Lord. He's been so kind to show me something. For years and years, I have felt like the ministry of Revelation Wellness is like a desert ministry. Like we're the weird ones out wearing camel hair and eating locusts. Because we don't fit into the church comfortably. Because the minute you bring the body into a conversation, people start shifting in their seats. And then we got a world saying, hey, bring us all your body, but please leave your Jesus. And for years and years, I've been asking the Lord, Lord, come on, open up doors, make ways, because I love the church. I love the body of Christ. I'm here for it, but it doesn't seem to love us back. And I used to despise that. I was despising actually the gift God was giving me. Elisa, you're not supposed to fit in anywhere. Because if I fit in with others, I will attach myself to the others and a way of life where having no home keeps me free to follow where God goes. Not trying to attach myself to someone's apron strings or ride on their coattail. I have no desire for that. But is there a desire in me to feel validated and affirmed? Absolutely, it's in you too. And that's why we search the world over. Diets, financial success, join the right club, read the right book, get the right followers. Come on. You aren't supposed to fit in. You aren't supposed to have roots. Because you can't follow the wind if you have a mortgage. You're free. You're free. I'm going to shut up. And I want you to get a vision of God plucking up your roots. Placing wings on your back. Or maybe a sail. Let your soul be the sail. Let your body be the boat. And let the wind be the spirit. Blow you in the direction you need to go. Get a vision. Invitation to increase, but you're going to try and maintain it for 1 minute. Come on. Clip the roots, not your wings. Keep leaning into it. Come on. Don't quit. Keep going. 10 seconds. You are too free to be tied down. Recover. Well done. Foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man, the one with body, suffering, feeling pain, feeling disconnected at moments. I'm sure there were moments that Jesus in his flesh felt, where are you, God? Why are you so far away? It's why he would draw away to the desolate place to be with the Father. Kingdom is his home. We got a couple songs left here. Settle into a seven. So no roots, everyone. What are you holding in your hand? Let it go, let it go. If you're not getting what you're praying for, there's a reason. You belong to him. Your belonging is found in him. Has to be enough. And by the way, again, I have come, the Lord has shown me, Elisa, I have been blessing you by keeping you exactly where you are. No roots. You only need me. You need nothing else. And now I'm able to see it and go, oh, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to be this weird little band of people in the desert. Welcome. Welcome. No roots. Second, no respect. To another, he said, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Sounds respectable, right? Jesus said to him, leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of what? God. Again, he's trying to detach people from the precepts, the expectations, the rules of this world. The rules of this world that say, hey, you need to belong to that community. You need a people to belong to. And listen, God knows you need people. But as you follow him, he'll bring you people. And I've said this before. Here's the thing, though. You can never take your eye off God and onto the people. Just keep following God. And as you do that, you'll look left, right, and you're surrounded. Maybe not by a lot of people, but by the right people that are saying to you, as you say to them, keep going. Further up, further in. So when this gentleman who's invited to follow Jesus says, well, I got to go back and take care of some things. Let me bury my father. That sounds very respectful. Sounds very like, hey, God, that's fair. Let him go bury his dad. You talk about honoring our parents. Remember, Jesus knows the hearts. He knows who he's talking to. He knew to this guy that he says, follow me. He knew this guy would have a hard time because he cares maybe too much about what other people think. I got to keep up the family name here. My father is dead. Let me go take care of that, and then I'll come. And Jesus says, leave the dead to bury their own. But you proclaim the kingdom of God. Everyone, no respect. The cost of following Jesus means you will have to do things that the world will call disrespectful. You will not behave according to the principles of the world. You will be judged for behavior that appears wrong. Friends, listen, come up here. Hop. Listen. You will be misunderstood. You will be misunderstood. You will not gain the respect of this world. You won't. I should have warning on this message today. tell you, I got a fire lately in me. Let's stop playing around. I'm tired of the enemy winning territory, confusing us, depressing us. I'm tired of it. So I'm calling you forward. Come with me. Come as I follow Jesus. But pick up your roots, cut them, pluck them. Everything you think you need, you don't. And love your parents. Honor them. But the things you will choose to do will not always be understood. And if you're a first generation follower, like I'm second generation believer, but first generation follower. And I think a lot of us come from families of faith, belief, but not follow. And this is titled The Cost of Following Jesus, not the cost of believing in Jesus. Following requires feet, requires breath, requires action. Welcome to Revelation Wellness. Let us train you. But the cost means no respect. Well, I've had some moments with the Lord like, Lord, come on. Even my very own are speaking against me, God. And he's like, yeah, I know. It happened to me too. Cleave, Elisa. Lean in. Come here. Because he's conforming me to himself so I'm not deformed by the world. Those are our choices, guys. Conform or be deformed. Every human is either conforming, being conformed into the image of Christ, or being deformed by the world. There is no middle. This is why Jesus will spit out lukewarm. In the end, he's like, I don't even know what that is. That's gross to me. I'd rather you be in love with the world and be super cold. You know why? Because if you do that, you're going to come to a dead end. And there will be God in his grace waiting for you. So be fully in or fully out. And if you're fully in, you die to the need for respect, for clout. You will be judged for behavior that appears wrong. And then finally, no respect, right? God, I can't go to my parents' funeral. No, I've called you. Let's go. Now again, everyone, this doesn't mean you can't go to a funeral. But if God's called you to something, you don't let the excuses of the world, the expectations of the world, cut in on what he's called you to. You don't. And finally, no return. Yet another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. Sounds respectable, right? Well, we just dealt with respectable. Let me go say goodbye. And Jesus says to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Friends, following Jesus will cost you no roots, no respect, and there is no return. Further up, further in. Further up, further in. No going backwards. He doesn't go backwards. God does not turn around and have you look at his backside going back. You look at his backside going forward. And as you go forward, when things of the past come up, you're still moving forward. I was just teaching this to our Live Well health coaches. You can still go forward as there's a collecting of the broken things behind you. Because sometimes just standing is advancing. But going back is costly. No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Come on. Where we gaze, we go. And what we behold, we become. Keep going forward. He will collect the pieces of the past. Don't look back. Don't long for what feels like the place of comfort. The Israelites did this with Egypt. They looked back. Remember when we had pots of meat? Oh yeah, and Moses like, and do you remember the chains around your feet? Do you remember the hard labor? Oh, you want the meat? We got a problem. Because you care more about the gifts that God gives you than the giver himself. Don't look back at the gifts. Don't look back at that old life in the kingdom of the world. You are following the King and the kingdom of God. No roots, no respect, no return. You're going forward. Thank you, Jesus, for this time. Make disciples with this message. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.